Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Would 40 degree temperatures in parts of Europe put you off going on your summer break, your holiday abroad? Travel founder of travelexpert.ie, Sarah Slattery, is with me on the line today because, Sarah, you've been looking at some of the cool-cations.
That's right, Andrea. Hi. There's definitely been a bit of a change in the last year or two. I think the buzzword, that cool-cations buzzword, came out about 3 or 4 years ago, and everybody thought, sure, Irish people will never do that. We like the sun too much.
Yeah.
But it's definitely caught on. I've seen huge change this year. I think particularly last year, a lot of people just, you know, we had, of course, the wildfires in Greece and just extreme temperatures. And I think word has kind of got back and people have changed their booking patterns. We really see it this year.
I remember talking to people on the show, I'd say June, July time last year from Greece, from various parts of Greece, Sarah, with the wildfires, with the temperatures. I mean, people stranded in hotels, couldn't get, I mean, it was unbelievable the impact it had. I can see why people would be a little reluctant to travel to countries where it is that hot.
Yeah, and I mean, it's gas because I mentioned Greece too, but actually, the temperatures in Spain are over 40 in certain parts of Spain at the moment. We've had issues, huge problems in northern Italy, in Florence and even in Sardinia. So a lot of places as well that, you know, people don't necessarily think of, like the temperature seem to, even the Lisbon coast, which is what I'm always recommending people to go. It's not usually as hot, like it's still kind of early 30s there. So I think for many, 30 degrees is kind of the cutoff point, you know, you can kind of cope with it. But after 30, it becomes a little bit unpleasant.
And if you're talking about
40, forget it. Yeah, yeah.
So if people fancy a cool-cation, where would you suggest?
Well, there's lots of different. If they still want the sun holiday, what might surprise a lot of listeners is actually the Canary Islands rarely gets above 27, 28 degrees. I just checked today, it's 27 degrees, and the forecast for the week it doesn't get higher than 28. Because it's located down near the equator, it tends to have this kind of year-round good weather, but never extreme temperatures. Plus, you have a great breeze for people who have travelled to Lanzarote will know of that wind and Fort Ventura. So even when it is warm, it doesn't feel as warm. So that's a good one for people planning for next year who still want their sun holiday but just want to avoid the extreme heat. And then, of course, if you want to go somewhere completely different, which a lot of people seem to be doing, there's lots of places like Norway or Iceland or Austria, you know, that are getting more and more popular as well.
Yeah, I watched whatever the programme where the celebrities head off and travel on the high road, low road and RTE a couple of months back. And one of them went to Norway and I thought it looked like somewhere I would never think for a summer holiday destination. And it looked incredible, Sarah.
Absolutely. It's on my own list as well. I haven't actually been either, but it's the gateway to the fjords and it looks stunning. But an interesting stat actually is there was never direct flights to Bergen. And they're introduced in 2023, twice a week with Widerøe. Then last year they went to 3 times a week and this year they went to 4 times a week and they're already scheduled for 4 times a week next year. So I think that's kind of even telling in itself to think that, a place like Bergen in Norway, the flights, direct flights 4 times a week too, you know, it is, people are looking for, I mean, not just weather, I suppose, but just kind of more unique experiences, different things to do. As I said, it's the gateway to the fjords, it's a UNESCO World Heritage city as well. So, there's a lot to do there. And I just think that's quite an interesting statistic, I suppose.
Yeah, Oslo as well. I saw their kind of latest tourism video. They're very much promoting the city as a holiday summer place too.
That was an incredible video that went around viral on social media, basically, you know, saying all the things that you wouldn't expect a tourist board to say, you know, we don't have this, we don't have that. And then at the end of it, it kind of would make you want to go, you know, it doesn't have the tallest buildings and, the best this and the best that. But it was a really, really good video, actually. It went viral for those reasons. But yeah, there are lots of places, I suppose, in Scandinavia that are worth visiting. Another popular option is Estonia. The capital of Tallinn is a gorgeous little spot. I was there myself, and you can do a twin centre with Estonia and Finland,
which is more synonymous with Lapland. I think of it as a winter destination.
Yeah, absolutely. But it gets this kind of almost 24-hour sun. So that's kind of, I suppose, an interesting time to visit as well, you know, just to see that, the land of the midnight sun, I think is what they call it. So, you know, there are lots of, again, people just looking for something a little bit different, a more unique experience. And Austria is another place. I mean, we flock in our droves to the ski slopes in Austria during the winter time. But those slopes are there for, you know, the cable cars are still running. You can, you know, get the cable cars up. You can hike back down. You can mountain bike down. You know, there's fabulous spas, outdoor swimming pools. Great place for festivals in the summer. Salzburg and Innsbruck, loads of festivals right throughout. And you'd still have nice temperatures. Like, it would be average around 25 degrees. So, you know, it's not cold, you know. So that's another good option.
I wonder, though, would a lot of families with maybe young children, Sarah, avoid the likes of Austria and Finland, because they probably think, is it just as expensive as Ireland, though?
Well, I think within the latest stat that came out there, we're now, after Denmark, we're the second most expensive country in Europe. So there's not going to be dearer anyway. Austria, I didn't find Austria that expensive now when I was there. And there are lots of family-friendly resorts. There's actually even kind of campsites and things like that. And there's lots of kind of wellness hotels that have, like, as I said, outdoor pools and activities for kids. So Austria kind of would be a bit of a surprise for families, particularly. I think that they may not expect it. Like, the kids could do their mountain biking, a lot of sort of outdoor adventure activities as well.
Northern France, Brittany and Normandy are somewhere I have on my kind of to-see list at some point. But would you recommend them as family holiday destinations?
Well, if you like campsites, there's just so many of them up there, you know, so really good for families. You can take the ferry, you can even take your pet on some of the ferries now if you want to. And also, there's actually a lot of flights for couples, like Rennes, the flights to Rennes with Aer Lingus, the flights to La Rochelle with Ryanair, the flights to Nantes with Ryanair and Aer Lingus. There's actually a lot of people automatically think, oh, you know, if we're going to northern France, we have to take the ferry. But actually, you'd be surprised at the amount of direct services to France as well for people who want to just do, you know, fly and go for a couple of days or a week or whatever.
Madeira in Portugal is somewhere else that my TikTok is constantly clogged up, Sarah, with videos of the landing strip in Madeira. Here it's meant to be pretty incredible.
I'm supposed to be going this winter.
Oh, really?
Still haven't booked my flights, but yeah, I'm just hearing such amazing things about Madeira. People are calling it the Hawaii of Europe. It's a volcanic island, and again, where it's located, temperatures rarely get above 27 degrees. Fantastic for outdoor enthusiasts. You know, there's loads of hiking trails. I remember seeing some of Roz Purcell's photos, sunrise hikes and everything. They looked incredible. But there's loads of adventure activities you can do. I think that was on the low road, high road as well, actually. And you can kind of toboggan down this street, which is the famous thing to do. You can do canyoning. And it's the capital is supposed to be a really good foodie spot as well. There's also flights from Shannon to Madeira. So Madeira is something if you want kind of a little bit different, not your typical sun holiday destination, but still should get good weather, but just a little bit more, something different.
Yeah, listeners wondering about the weather in the south of France in October. Will it be much cooler? I'd love to go, just need to find a kind of a reasonable time to do so.
Well, look, I'm not the weather is so hard the weather is so hard to predict anymore.
I know.
But I have noticed over the last few years the weather in October has been so good. Like, even Greece, and, you know, people going to Santorini and places like this where you have no crowds and they're getting fabulous weather, cheap prices. The flights still go on for most of them until the end of October. So October seems to be a really good time to go. And with your cheap airfares, like, I personally think it's worth the gamble, particularly if you're going somewhere like the south of France, because there's loads to do. You know, the train is great there for me to go all the way into Italy.
I was there last... mid to late last September, Sarah, in the south of France in Nice, and the weather was just absolutely incredible. You would think you were there in the middle of July, but just that little bit cooler, if that is of any help to our listener this afternoon. Sarah Slattery, founder of TravelExpert.ie. Sarah, thanks a million for joining us today to tell us about the cooler holiday destinations that are out there if you fancy avoiding the 40 degree temperatures that are in some parts of Europe.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.